Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, and we've been podcasting a lot over the last month about the ISE show, which starts in a week in Amsterdam. And today I'm joined by one of ISE's exhibitors, a company called Just Add Power. You know Just Add Power. You've seen them at both CDN and commercial, both home AV and commercial AV shows. So they've been at CDN, they've been at Infocom, and of course ISE is a combination of the two. It's the world's largest AV show, and Daniel Adams, good morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. Thank you. You?
I'm doing very well. I'm very excited. I know you must be as well. We're all heading to ISE next month, and you're going to be exhibiting in Hall 5 in Stand R108. Why don't you, for the people who are listening that don't know who Just Add Power is, give them a little review of what you guys do that's different than the way that everyone else distributes AV signals.
We'll try and do them some justice. So Just Add Power is a US company dealing with, the biggest product is the range of HDMI over IP product. Probably what you would call a pioneer in that realm of sending HDMI data over an existing network as TCP/IP data. And you're beginning to see a lot of people crop up now who are getting into that realm, whereas we've been doing it for a long, long time. So, probably one of the first to make that leap.
Yeah, I think you were the first. And by the fact that you've probably had to pioneer a lot of it means that you probably know it better than just about anyone out there right now. So you guys have got a good line of products, got a good following, and a great name, by the way.
And mostly these days it is. I would say that the guys have chosen, chosen a name that one day will literally be it. You've got a bit of configuration these days, but it's all very wizard based and very easy. So yeah, they picked something that works on the most part, definitely.
Yeah, and you could go any direction with a company like that, but with a name like that. So tell us what you're going to launch at ISE. What's going to be different or what's going to be new that people can expect when they stop by your stand? Again, Hall 5, Stand R108.
So there's a few new things in terms of the third generation range, so the 3G range. I mean, if people are unfamiliar with the line of products, the second generation, the 2G, was a 1080p product. The third generation launched recently as a 4K HDCP 2.2 product, still using a gigabit network, so no fiber involved there. And ISE represents the first time that Just Add Power have had their own stand at the show, where we'll be adding devices to the 3G range, the 3G rack mount transmitter, where we have three transmitters in a rack mount chassis with a commercial grade power supply, which is a real biggie. Things like the flux capacitor, which is IR device, which is something that the industry, our guys, our dealers have been calling for a long time, is some way of doing infrared. And that's really smart. The ability to use a standardized driver that you'll find in pretty much any of the major control system programming software, and just send it over IP, and the IR comes out the other end, which is great and answers a big question that our dealers have had in the past. There, along with the hi-fi transmitter, that's a third new thing for us. That's the transmitter without the Dolby digital processor, which means you can send things like Atmos and Dolby DTS:X, which makes a nice addition to the setup for those key sources like 4K Blu-ray players and that sort of thing. I think finally the fourth thing we're launching is something we call the Razor, which is a way of mounting multiple 3G, 2G devices inside 4 or 5U within a rack. So kind of like a blade layout. So just a sort of answer to some of the physical installation challenges that our dealers have had in the past, and they work really well. And all of those will be at the show, either visible to see or actually visible to see working. So, which would be really good. It'd be a lovely thing to do.
And I think integrators will really appreciate that. Anytime they can save money, save time, that's going to be a big positive thing. And of course, the new technology. I mean, obviously, people are going beyond 1080p now. So I think that's going to be popular. So are you, well, first of all, you know, for 2015, y'all had a record growth year, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, I think we definitely, the 2G product matured, and the commercial market grew quite big. Obviously, in the USA, you've got lots of sports bars and picking up the 2G product for 1080p. The residential market was obviously crying out for 4K, but doing the sensible thing and waiting as long as possible for silicon to settle down, technologies to settle down, and know that what when the third generation was released, that it was going to be ready and capable to do everything that at the time was really important. So with the 3G's arrival, obviously we're seeing a surge in the residential market come back to us because that 4K buzzword is in, and the HTC V2.2 is supported, which is obviously important in the residential space.
So do you expect another growth record year in 2016 because of the new products?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just the same as when we transitioned from 1G to 2G. It opens a huge number of doors, and there are systems out there that are 2G systems that can either be upgraded. Just the power is very interested in protecting the investment that customers make. If you've got a 2G system out there and you want to add a 4K source, there are ways of doing that. Equally, if you want to upgrade the system and bring it up to full 4K across the board, you can do that, and you don't necessarily have to change your control system. You don't necessarily have to change your switching hardware. It reuses pretty much most of what was there before if you do a complete system swap out, and that means your customer is spending less when they come to replace or come to upgrade. Part supply is there, guaranteed for 7 years. They're you know, really interested in making sure that when people go out and spend money, that they're going to get longevity, that the cost of ownership is lower over time than a fixed format matrix where you've just got to bin the whole thing and start again.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck. I mean, I think you're one of those companies, sort of a glue company in the industry that kind of has pioneered a lot of stuff by not doing signal line distribution the same way as everybody else. So I think a lot of people are sort of drawn to the technology, and also they're interested also because they want to get educated on what's different about network-based distribution versus, you know, traditional distribution. So I think that draws them some interest as well. And you'll be in Hall 5, stand R108. Best of luck to you next week at the show, and I assume that you'll take advantage of that fourth day and use it wisely.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so. I hope we see a lot of new faces and a lot of existing faces. It's just going to be great to get out there and see everybody again. It comes around every year. We really look forward to it, and it's important to us, and we just love getting out there and seeing people and talking to people and wowing some people and changing people's minds. And getting them switched on to something that's there, it's reliable, it's stable, it's mature, and people are bringing credibility, like Crestron arriving to it, you know, just saying, actually, do you know what, this is the way forward. So we're really happy to be in that space, and really, really looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of people out there.
Well, you'll definitely have them. You got a 4-day show. You're going to have probably more end users, which I think will benefit everybody as well. And, you know, they're higher end users, and I know that ISEs work hard to increase the quality of the attendee, and it's, you know, it is the biggest trade show or AV show in the world right now. So you'll have a great show, and congratulations. And again, thank you very much for joining me this morning. I wish you best of luck next week.
No, thank you to you guys too. I know we'll see a lot of you guys there as well, and it's always good fun to see you guys and do a bit of a video catch up. So we'll look forward to that as well.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll be shooting videos at the Just Ed Power booth, and we'll shoot a little video on every single, an individual video on every single product that they do launch at the show. So all you have to do is go in the video search window at ravepubs.com/ISE2016 and type in Just, and you'll find them. So thanks again. Appreciate it, Daniel. You have a great show, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care, everybody, and thanks for listening to my Daily Rants and Raves.